Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
Winston's Friendship Journey by Whitney Owens. Winston was born on a cold, crisp morning. He was a sweet, white little goat with a soft brown patch over his right eye. Winston was a curious and friendly goat who was eager to make some friends. Once Winston got his wobbly feet under him and a little independence, he headed out to meet the farm. The first animal Winston stumbled upon was Samson the goose. Samson was a nosy goose. He loved to talk in a raucous voice and was hardly ever silent. The only time Winston noticed Samson being quiet was when he was nibbling on the grass. Winston soon learned that if he was going to have a friend that would also listen to him, he was going to have to see what other animals were on the farm. Behind the fence were two donkeys. Their names were Bogart and Barry. Bogart insisted that he was more intelligent than Barry, but Barry insisted that he was more intelligent than Bogart. Winston was certain that they were too stubborn in nature to be his friends, so he headed out to the pasture to see who he might meet there. When he made it to the field, he introduced himself to the two bleating lambs. Lenny and Lexi were the names of these bundles of wool. They jumped and kicked and frolicked in the grass and were the happiest farm animals Winston had met. But it was clear they were best friends, and Winston was interested in finding his own match. So he moseyed on past to see who he might meet next. Over at the mud pit, Winston met Maple, the pig. It was clear Maple knew how to have a muddy good time. Winston watched Maple roll in the grime and soon learned the reason for his muddy good time. Maple was trying to cool himself off from the heat of the day, but Maple was getting so carried away that Winston felt a bit ignored, so Winston left, wishing Maple a good day. Now back at the barn, Winston noticed a beautiful horse. He greeted her and soon saw that Miss Misty was a kind and gentle horse. He was so enjoying their time together, but she had a job to do. The farmer came to saddle her up and get ready to ride out to check on the farm. Winston could see that Miss Misty was important in helping the farm run smoothly. As the mare galloped away with the farmer, once again Winston was left alone. It wasn't long before he noticed someone boasting. He headed that way to see what the fuss was all about. It didn't take long for Winston to see that Tom the turkey was not going to be good company. Tom strutted and bragged and enjoyed looking tough. He fluffed his large feathers and paraded around. Winston knew he should have been impressed, but instead he was a little distressed. Winston couldn't understand how one could be so prideful. This upset Tom terribly. Tom gathered up all his pride and feathers and stomped off and found Penny the chicken. He complained to Penny about Winston. Penny listened closely to all of Tom's tiresome belly aching. He clucked and gobbled until he was red in the face, sending Penny away at a very fast pace. Now Penny was quick to gossip, so she ran to Peggy and Penelope. She told the hens of the latest farm happenings and all of Tom the turkey's yammerings. Peggy was quite concerned, but Penelope lost interest the moment she spotted the worm. The more it squirmed, the more food she yearned. Right next to the hen house were four freshly hatched ducklings. Winston and Zoe were a match at first sight, and in their delight, they headed back home.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.